Every now and then, people tell me about their bucket list, the list of things they yearn to do before they kick the bucket. I've never been into that concept. Obviously, to do anything we long to experience, we have to do it before we die. But why put that kind of existential pressure on a simple wish list? The moment I cracked open my first field guide was like opening an old Sears Christmas catalog, what we called the wish book. It enticed me with all kinds of possibilities. And ever since the early aughts, when I first discovered its existence, I've longed to see a Cuban toady more than any other bird on the planet. Yet in February 2015, as Russ was driving me to the hospital while I was having my first heart attack, and for all I knew, I really might have been facing my death, my brain first ran through each member of my family, trying to be sure they'd be fine. Then it went to my bank account and calculated that there was enough for Russ to pay back the advance on the book I was working on, my American Birding Association Field Guide to the Birds of Minnesota. Then, for the rest of the way to the hospital, my brain was filled with happy thoughts about all the chickadees and other cool birds I've seen, without a single regretful thought about all the cool birds I hadn't yet seen. I did see my Cuban toadies. Russ made sure I went on a birding trip to Cuba in 2016, and I got to return this year. I wanted to see the Guyanan Cock of the Rock for years, but out of pure luck, I got to go to Guyana this year and saw that. I still long to see a penguin, any penguin in the wild, and an ostrich, and Africa's secretary bird and shoebill, and an Australian magpie, and several others. But the one thing I've longed to see even more than any of those potential lifers was not a new bird. It was simply an adult, magnificent frigate bird with his gular sac ballooned out in his amazing and improbable breeding display. This was not on my bucket list. I never once thought about frigate birds in the context of my dying. I simply wanted to see it, badly enough to pay for a pretty expensive birding tour when and where I knew it was a good possibility, but not with any thought about kicking a proverbial bucket. Several birds inflate air sacs somewhere on their bodies in breeding displays. Male prairie chickens and sharp-tailed grouse inflate pouches on the sides of their neck and smaller ones above their eyes. A displaying male sage grouse struts about as if he were at a Mae West impersonators contest, his pointed tail feathers erect, sporting what looks like a feather boa, and inflating two air sacs exactly where Mae West would want two inflatable air sacs. Frigate birds have them all beat. Their gular pouch is like a ginormous balloon. During most of the year, that balloon is collapsed and mostly hidden by the throat feathers. But when males are competing and courting at the start of the breeding season, they inflate it to be so huge that it can hold their enormous bill at an awkward angle. I still can't find measurements of a fully inflated pouch. Males would hardly be showing that off in the hands of an ornithologist with a ruler. But we do know that the male's culmen, his upper bill, is roughly 108 millimeters or 4.2 inches long. My photos of a male's bill resting on his fully inflated pouch suggest that the pouch measures from where it originates in the throat down to where it curves back toward the bird's underside at least 3 and more likely 4 or even 4.5 times that bill length, or at least 18 inches, which is pretty darned impressive when you realize that from the tip of his bill to the tip of his tail, a male frigate bird is only about 3 feet long, and that air sac is bulkier than his entire torso. He tries to appeal to a mate's ears as well as eyes, making a cool percussive sound by rapidly vibrating or snapping his bill. I was in the Dry Tortugas in late April, after most of the frigate bird pairs were incubating eggs or raising chicks, so I missed that courtship stage when the trees can look like they've been decorated for Christmas with oversized red ornaments. There were still several male frigate birds with a fully inflated pouch, but I didn't get to see them competing or hear that cool sound. It was plenty enough for me to see and photograph that amazing air sac. I don't know if having seen inflated frigate bird pouches will be one of the thoughts flitting through my brain as I die, but it's sure flitting through my brain at this very moment. Whether I die happy, I cannot foretell, but birds sure make it easier to live happy. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.